In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what Katie Couric will choose as her sign-off for the CBS Evening News, because she hasn't picked one yet. But first, let me tell you all that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our intern is Kate Kountzman. Our web guru is Paul Heltzel. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lorna White, Jennifer Loeb, Les Dolarchik, and Mohammed Mao. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Mike Danforth and produced by him and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, how will Katie Couric sign off at the end of the CBS Evening News? What will she settle on as her iconic sign-off? Paula Poundstone.
I think she's going to have viewers vote each week on one of these three. Number one, I think that was worth $15 million, don't you? Number two, hopefully something will happen tomorrow. And number three, I don't think that went that bad.
Amy Dickinson.
I have more gold in my pocketbook than you will see in your entire lifetime.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
And that's tonight. Oh, oh my God, what? Oh God, what in the hell? Gotcha. You can only do that once, though. So I think we're just going to do a little point. The worldwide outlook may be murky, but remember, someone's murky.
If Katie Couric chooses any of those sign-offs panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Good to be back with you. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Amy Dickinson, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.